Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the NFIB, nfib.com. His own website is smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. That's where you can find the index. You can also find it at the NFIB site and on my own site. So, Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the great work. We got a great November report. Got a bunch of up arrows, but not all of them are up. But labor's up. Hiring's up, isn't it?
Yeah, that was interesting. We did have one kind of a down arrow, I guess. But basically everything went up, and that's really good. The real driver of the optimism index were the expectations variables. We had a 44-point improvement in the percent who thought business conditions were going to get better, which is amazing. Went from a minus six in the first half of the before pre-election to a net 38% thinking the economy would be better in 6 months. That's an incredible swing, and of course it was minus seven in October, so this is really a big improvement. Then we had sales expectations improve 16 percentage points. That was an amazing jump. And of course if you expect a lot of sales, you should hire a few people. Mm-hmm. And so we saw the pre-election percent we were going to add new jobs go from 9 to 23% post-election. And those are terrific numbers. But that basically explained the whole jump in the index. If you look at some of the kind of the things that really contribute to GDP, like capital spending plans, they didn't really change. They even went down a little bit. Inventory investment plans, they stayed flat. Good time to expand, that stayed flat. So people are going to say, okay, we're really happy, but let's see if things get changed enough so that it will be a good time to expand. So that was unchanged at 11 all the way through for the November number, pre and post. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the picture. Everything else kind of sat still, and that's the usual counter. When we used to study surprises in Greenspan era, when he came out and gave an unexpected between-meeting announcement about monetary policy, we found that the first thing that would be impacted was expectations. The second, a month or two later, plans would change as long as the expectations remain positive, say. And then another month or so, then you'd see reports of actual following through of capital spending and hiring.
We're looking at March, April, right? We should be seeing some stuff. Yeah, well, I feel like what happened is when we were worried that it was going to be four more years of Obama or worse under Hillary, I feel like small business owners, and by the way, I polled them too. I asked them, and two-thirds of my respondents, Bill, said they were voting for Trump. Only 13%. And I did this more than once. I did two different polls, wording it differently, and it worked out to be about the same. Two-thirds for Trump and only 13% or so, just barely in the double digits for Hillary. The rest of them were, uncertain and anybody else, that kind of thing, the libertarians. But the I feel like when the election happened, they said, okay, I don't know if Trump's going to be a good president, but at least it's not going to be as bad for us as if Hillary had gotten elected.
Exactly. And I think that, that's it, though. We don't know the political inclinations of the members of NFIB. We support people in Congress based on how they vote for things that are important for us.
Small business policies.
Right. And
that's
so,
where we stand here.
But
that's
it's pretty clear that a lot of people are really happy that Trump won, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah, a partial month of a new election is not going to change earnings. It's not going to change people's desire to borrow money. inflation is going to be the same as it was, and the capital spending thing, that's going to be more a factor of year end, right? And tax implications.
Well, some of that, but I think with all of those things, I think the first thing they expressed was just their happiness that there's a change in the management team, but then you need to see some specifics and get a better idea right. about what's going to happen. Excuse me, before you change your plans to buy new equipment and get new trucks or hire a lot of new people or get a lot of new inventory, you have to kind of see how things are unfolding, and I think they'll go well, and that'll be terrific. You know,
small businesses hate Obamacare. Don't you think that the October increases, which were significant on Obamacare, don't you think that had a lot to do with the direction of the election too?
I think probably it had some. We've been disliking Obamacare since it shoved down our throats back in 2009. As you know, NFIB took that to the Supreme Court, thanks to the Chief Justice, we lost. So we only lost by one vote, but it was a big vote.
That's right. It was a weird, but it was a contrived vote.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yes. I mean,
that was bad.
The administration told us it was not a tax, and then suddenly for the Supreme Court, it became a tax.
And that's the contrived part, folks. That's what Roberts just came up with that all on his own. Even though the argument in front of him, the people from the administration swore that it wasn't a tax.
Right.
Exactly. And he contrived it. So, all right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, I'm gonna get Bill to look into his crystal ball in the next year and see what he thinks the index is going to do. What is it likely to look like a year from now? How about that? He's been doing it for 42 years since he was 16. He ought to be able to handle that question, right? And I'm also going to ask him what he thinks about what the Fed did yesterday. It's Tintel. I'm Jim Blassing, AFC with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.